Howdy and welcome back to the podcast and show Backwater Entrepreneur, the podcast that guides your business through the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack and I'm your host. So I want to talk to you in this episode number 4 about, are you working alone or are you hiring people? There are two kinds of entrepreneurs and I separate them in two big categories, and then we'll talk about the options that they have. The first category of are you working alone is, I met a lot of entrepreneurs that are a one-man show. They cling to being a one-man show because they think nobody can do the work as well as they can. So when they're thinking about hiring people, even at times they try to hire people and try to give them tasks to do, they find themselves unsatisfied with their work, with the work of their employees, because they have been doing the work so long that they feel that they do the best job in it. So whether it's sales, whether it's project management, whether it's communication, whether it's the actual work on the product that or service that you offer, they feel the expert and that nobody can replace them, especially in sales. So when you talk to a prospective client, there is a certain way that you sell your product, that you want your business idea to be perceived. It's very hard to give that power to somebody else and to let them represent you, to let them talk about your idea with the kind of passion that you have and with all of the nicks and cracks and tips and tricks that you navigate through in your sales pitch when you're talking to a prospective client. Now, that's totally fine. Being a one-man show is not something that people should be scared of, and it works for a lot of people. Now, the only problem with those kinds of entrepreneurs is that when you want to scale a business, there is only a certain level that you can scale it to. There is only a certain number of people that you can provide for at any given moment. So you, at one point, you reach top level of your service, and you have a waiting list of clients, prospectively, hopefully. That's totally fine. So if you're that kind of entrepreneur that really tried to scale and tried to give the power to other people, but you were unsuccessful in that, that's okay. You just need to realize that you have a limitation in your business and how many people that you can provide for at any certain moment. Now, the other big group, there are two kinds of people. So when you think about hiring people, you can belong to the first group and be very hard at delegating things. So you need to hire because you want to scale, but you're very afraid of giving up the tasks and you are stuck with micromanaging. And this always leads to an unproductive relationship in your workforce, whether it's a workforce of one or 50 people that you need to hire. Now, the other big concern for people who want to scale is, if I have enough funds required to hire people, if I hire people, I have a responsibility for them. So that was always my problem. So when I was going into entrepreneurship, hiring people was very scary for me because I felt a really big responsibility for them to provide enough funds if I don't have enough business in the next 6 months to a year. I still need to give them some sort of a safe zone to say that, okay, you have 6 months guaranteed paid, and then we'll see how the business goes. But that 6 months requires capital. That 6 months requires you to be a one-man show prior to starting a business, or to have enough capital raised through crowdfunding or, your own funds, bootstrapping, to say that I'm comfortable in hiring 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 people, and I'm going to secure their salaries for an XYZ amount of time, even if there is no business. And then as business goes in, then you can judge in accordance with time. So whether to extend that period of 6 months to a year that you promised them and, you know, start building a business. Now, for those, for the other people that have difficulties in micromanaging, it's always a process of practice. So you need to be very aware that you cannot do everything yourself. So you're not an expert in everything. Even if you are an expert in everything, from leading the business, project management, sales, doing the work required for the product or sale, you want to, you know, burst that limitation. You have to want to overpass that limitation that I talked to previously and start to scale your business so that you can reach a greater amount and a greater number of clients. So you need to start delegating your tasks. When you do everything yourself, basically, you are not doing everything to your full potential. If you start delegating your tasks, And hiring people that you know, they can be your assistants or they can be experts in their field, whether it's marketing, whether it's, project management or the actual work. So like programmers, designers, and stuff like that, you need to trust them enough to do the work that you hire them for. Now, of course, there is a training period. There is a period where you need to you need to get used to each other and get used to the hierarchy of both the company, the process, and what you expect from them and what they expect from you. But if you set that guideline in a very clear way, then you can easily overcome it, and people can get more comfortable in their job, and the whole process can go more smoothly in that. When talking about people having limitations about the things that they can do at one time or that they can do in business, it's always good to think about that if you focus on just the things that matter to you, the things that you do best. So from everything that I said previously, there is some things that you as a business owner want to focus on. And sometimes it's not leading a business. Sometimes it can be production. Maybe you are a great business leader and you want to be the CEO of the company and you want to promote the company and look at the big picture and invent new ways of doing business, or you can be the other guy. You can be the technical guy. You can be the brains of your product or service, but you need to be well aware that you need to hire a person to be the CEO of your company. So you cannot be both. Let's look at it through an example. So what did Bill Gates do with Microsoft? Microsoft is a very good example of this. Bill Gates wanted to be in production. He wanted to invent new things. He wanted to be a programmer, and he didn't want to be a business leader. So he hired Steve Ballmer to be the CEO and the face of the company, to look at the future, to look at where he can take the company. And, you know, and Bill remained at the now, at the technical side, to invent new things and to perfect the process. I wanted to leave this episode with you about, so if you are that kind of a person that will never hire anybody else, then you need to be aware of the limitation that you can do only so much business. If you are ready to grow and scale your business, then first of all, you need to be ready to delegate things. And we can talk about in one of the next episodes on how best to do that and what's the best process of delegation and overcoming communication between an expectation between the employees and the employer. And the final thing is that you need to hire the people that are the missing links in your business. So what are you best at? Then you need to hire the person opposite of that. You need to hire the people that are missing from your, you know, whole idea of being a full company, a full entrepreneurship agency, whatever you want to call it. So you need to hire everybody that you are missing in order to fulfill your kind of whole entrepreneurial existence. Think about that. I'll see you in the next episode of the Backwater Entrepreneur.